Armadoxy for today, connection. We just celebrated the Assumption of the Holy Astvazazin. In our last message, I spoke about the connection between the grapes and the Blessed Mother. Even more, we cited the passage from the Gospel of St. John about Jesus being the vine, the Father, the vine dresser, and we, the branches, are called to bear fruit. In traditional churches, such as the Armenian Church, it is easy to lose the connection between these celebrations and the purpose of these celebrations. Every celebration, every feast, every event in the Armenian Church has to point to Jesus Christ. Without Christ, these stories are only a part of history, which may be of interest to people, but they bear no connection to the vine. In other words, they are irrelevant to the lives that we lead. This past week, the blockade in Artsakh continued. Here in Southern California, hundreds of protesters took to the Los Angeles freeways, stopping traffic, demanding attention to the plight of the Armenians in Artsakh, who are now facing another genocide. Meanwhile, the Armenian churches celebrated the Assumption of St. Mary with great blessing ceremonies, and people flocked to these churches to taste the fruit of the vine. Without understanding the implications such a ceremony and story can have on their lives. Saint Mary, who is revered as the Queen of Saints and whose icon adorns the altars of Armenian churches from Armenia to Los Angeles to New Zealand and India, is an example of humanity elevating to godliness. Saint Mary's greatest action in life was that she said yes to God. I am the servant of the Lord. And with that yes, she took on bearing Christ in this world. The sad reality was too unnerving this past weekend. As church after church offered commemorations of the Assumption and performed great blessings, without a connection to the reality that is unspeakable, a reality Armenians have promised never again, and today find themselves begging others to resolve for them. The yes that St. Mary gave to the Lord is the example she lays for each of us. We read in the Gospel of Luke chapter 1 that she is asked to bear Jesus. The consequences for pregnancy without marriage in those days was death by stoning. She asks, how can this be? I've never known a man. And the reply is, nothing is impossible for God. She said yes to God in the face of death. Today, the struggle in Artsakh requires extraordinary, supernatural resolution. We know this, and yet we continue to appeal to governments that could care less about a group called Armenians. Only people who will care about this group is the Armenians themselves. And we have the power to do something. God has asked us to bear Christ just as he asked St. Mary. We have not tried this. If we had, we would not be blockading the freeways and protesting on foreign lands. The only real true protest would take place in Azerbaijan. In Yerevan, Armenia, Zimboridun, the soldier's home, stands as a testament to the ugliness of war. Soldiers in the 2020 war were young children. They were killed, and those who lived are in immense need of physical and psychological recovery. Arin Issues Ministries has been supportive of these recovery efforts. Earlier this summer, we visited the home and saw firsthand the recovery effort. At the entrance of Zimboridun is a room which houses a khachkar, an Armenian cross stone. The president of the home, Haigui Minasian, explained that the work that they are doing for these soldiers is beyond human powers, and the khachkar is placed as a reminder that their work is possible only with a prayer and God's assistance. This is the connection that we must receive from the church. And if we don't, then all of our efforts are futile and in vain. History shows us that we have to rely on our own resources, and those resources, accepted by God, are a powerhouse. Our smallest efforts are magnified with God. This week, in the shadow of the Assumption, I'll be sharing the connection of St. Mary's yes and the great blessing to our real-world problems. Join me on these Armadoxy for Today sessions. The reading today is from Luke chapter 1, the Annunciation. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the servant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.